listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the baby? Keep it real, take a red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
You think it's a joke, but
you
it's real.
You are
a
hell. You will listen, you will listen.
Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, what I'm
talking every chance you get,
you
every minute. You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
funny.
Around our
funny.
Ears.
All right, yeah. All right, man. Yeah, you listen to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Your host, V. sorry, I just got done watching The Dude. what a great movie. The Big Lebowski. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, these classics, they're timeless, you know. Never get old. Anyhow, we are definitely broadcasting live. It's RBN, okay? For those of you who don't know, Public Broadcasting Network. And I got my co-host here across the pond, Will Turbitt from the Man Troop, the man wonder himself.
That's right, man. I've been doing some activism today. I've been doing some videos, been scouring through articles, just doing whatever I can do. So, like so many of my generation, they won't die face down in the mud. Okay.
Well, speaking of face down, so this guy, we start up the social network, okay? Oh, boy. He dumped millions of dollars into it. And, well, he's the pillow guy. He dumped millions of dollars into his social network and actually declared that it was going to be open 2 weeks before it opened. His peoples were telling him, no, don't declare time. What are you doing? We have bugs to clear out. We have, you know, we have big issues. We got corrupt. And the guy just, you know how millionaires are. Well, it better be fixed. I put money into this. Better have it done. So 2 weeks later, he opens up his network, right? And the damn thing crashes. So I'm hoping that this pillow guy, I'm hoping he had a pillow, because otherwise he fell down flat on his face.
You know, V, it's interesting because we're in desperate need of new platforms. But unfortunately, and we are getting some new platforms, but unfortunately, what you see happen is, oh, I don't like the way things are super left. I'm going to make my own platform. And the only people that go there are the MAGA people. And so only a certain, even if Mike Lindell's thing worked out, I mean, it's not, nobody besides MAGA people are going to go there, because if you're liberal, you'll never go to a place because it's it's going to be deemed quote unquote racist or far right. And even BitChute, I remember I was always, and I still have videos on BitChute, and I'll continue to produce videos on BitChute. But I remember when I was, you know, I always promote my BitChute, and I go look on my BitChute to look up a video on BitChute. And instead of going to exactly BitChute, I just typed BitChute, and it went to the Google search of BitChute. On the right-hand side, the Wikipedia comes out. Actually, let me pull it up right now so I can see exactly what it says and not kind of butcher it. But so you type in BitChute, and what they say about it, actually, it went to .com. Just go to BitChute and see what comes up. Sorry. But yeah, the gist of it is that they've already branded this a place that is, BitChute is a video hosting service known for accommodating far-right individuals and conspiracy theorists and for hosting hateful content. So if any person says, hey, look up my videos on BitChute, then a liberal is going to see that and be like, oh, I'm never going to check you out ever. So we do need some new platforms, but it's right now it's like we're bouncing off the liberals to go ultra-conservative. We do need to find a way to get everybody on board with the new platform. And that's going to take somebody that's not a polarizing figure and has deep pockets.
Well, and see, the propagandists are always going to sling names at truthers. They're always going for example, I was enraged when I saw this back in the day. When I first got with the Liberty Beacon Media Project and was on TLB TV, I looked at, you know, just like you did, I put in TLB TV, and the first thing that comes up is some other website, and it's a link to a page that rates media, and TLB TV, they have a temple hat meter. And all the way over to the right, in the deep red zone, almost breaking the meter, is TLB TV. Because we're the crackpots. And I got in contact with Roger. I was like, you know, aren't you pissed about this? What is going on here? How can they do this? And it's just, you know, discrediting. It's horrendous. And I actually hope to make, well, I'm going to have some rating thing like that my damn self. And I'm going to make sure that site is on the propaganda list of sites not to go to. It sickens me how they want to label, because how else are you going to, if you can't stop freedom of speech, then you have to condemn those that have that freedom of speech.
You're right, and this is why a platform has to be built on, you know, we have to have, like, it has to be kind of like a platform that's not just created by, like, a MAGA person, right? Because Mike Lindell's already known as somebody that's kind of a MAGA person. So if we have something that's not created by that, where we can get, like, boomers in, we can get hood people in, you know, that is something that's going to be effective, But we have these things where, of course, the MAGA people, they want to have their own social media because they're getting banned and kicked off. And not just that, there's people like myself that is definitely not a MAGA person that's been banned as well, too. And there's many other non-MAGA people that were banned well before it was cool to get banned. You know what I'm saying? I got banned before Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? There's people like, yeah, right, the Matrix. He's been banned since, like, 2013. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy. Yeah, right. The Matrix. Go, just type that in. He's probably had like 30 channels. No lie, killed since 2013. At least like 30 channels. Four since I've seen him in the last couple months. And the thing is, we need a platform where brothers like him, and then the MAGA people, and then the leftists, and then we can get funny world star videos. We can get cat videos on there. There needs to be more of a common grounds, because It's a natural progression. You're going to see the people that get banned, they want to start their own things, but naturally the people that don't like them politically are not going to join their platforms. So it's the first step, and we're making the step. So we need either some grassroots thing, and, you know, like I always said, I got a blockchain project. I'm pretty much 95% done with it. Any awesome coders out there, holler at your boy. But it might take a grassroots thing, or maybe, I mean, I even think somebody like Elon Musk is too polarizing. He may be somebody that could create a new social media platform. He's definitely got the pockets for it. He's definitely, at least in the public eye, seen as somebody that people can trust. He could be somebody that I don't trust him. I mean, hanging around with Ghislaine Maxwell and Neuralink, he wants to put something in your head and saying now, actually, yeah, we should merge with artificial intelligence or we'll all die. And maybe he's right on that aspect. I don't know. But he's definitely a figure that I could see that could come out with a social media platform. I don't know who else really could, but, Kanye West, because he's the MAGA people like him, you know what I'm saying? And he's got, you know, some favor. So I don't know who could actually do it. You know, Justin Timberlake moonwalk and bring back MySpace, and that didn't work. So remember that?
I remember that. Man, I miss MySpace. man. I'm telling you, I had a date every weekend for years. When you can look up a person by their height, body type, race. Oh, wow. Oh, man, those were the heyday years. But anyways.
Oh, God.
Well, I was going to say, I don't trust Mr. SpaceX for anything, because the thing about the covert tech, it has to come in layers. That way you don't ever suspect the real criminals. So we have the remote neural monitoring, some telepathy through the satellites and the chemtrails, right? So if we have Neuralink from these companies, well, guess what? There's going to be smaller companies underneath that. They're going to have their own thing. And guess what? The police departments. And so you'll never be able to trace the real crime back to its source. And that's going to be a horrendous thing that we as a people might have to face when it comes to this transhuman garbage. That I'm pretty sure the Republicans will not put up with. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the transhumanist thing is like one of the most, and the AI is like one of the most under-talked about, but yet important things out there. And, you know, they got Sophia the robot. She's the first female robot, not only the first female robot, but she's the first female citizen. She has more rights than most women on Saudi Arabia. People forget Jeffrey Epstein financed that. He wanted to have his own thing that had clones, you know. These are the people that we're dealing with, and they're making decisions about our future. And most people think it's science fiction when we talk about it.
Well, women should be up in arms about it, because once a man gets a woman type of figure that he can stick his penis in, that always says yes, never says no to him, women are going to be taking a back seat. And I don't mean backseat in the car. I'm talking about back of the bus. Women should be up in arms right now. Because they're, it's, and especially if we get the ability with this CRISPR crap to have test tube babies, we might become an all-male society. So, women, you could be phased out. The science, that's actually what the elites are working on right now, is to phase you women out. So anyhow, speaking of which, we got a clip here from the Jimmy Dore show. How long is that clip? That's like, oh wow, we've been talking for a good minute here.
It's nine and a half minutes.
We'll come back to that Jimmy Dore clip on the other side in the second break. Or actually, can we just skip this break and just play the Jimmy Dore? Okay, yeah, let's play Jim Dore clip.
So guess what? So YouTube, get this. YouTube is going to start taking away the dislikes in response to creator feedback, which is, I'll interpret that for you. So we just made this up and we're going to bullshit you about this. This is actually in response to the fucking White House. In response to creator feedback around well-being and targeted dislike campaigns, We're testing a few new designs that don't show the public dislike count. What? Less transparency? That's what we want? If you're part of this small experiment, apparently, I guess the cable networks got tired of getting ratioed on every clip. So if you're part of this small experiment, you might spot one of these designs in the coming weeks. Example below. This is like a participation trophy for the fucking internet. That's what this is.
Yeah.
I wonder who's going to be part of this small experiment. If it's going to be, I don't know, somebody who's also on YouTube TV. Was it going to be a news show that's also on their app?
Jesus. Maybe, but I'm sure it wouldn't be someone that has a problem with being ratioed. I mean, like all the cable news networks where every video they post, they get ratioed on. I'm sure it's not going to be. You wouldn't want to deny that to the public, so I'm sure it won't be them.
Well, by the way, they finally are admitting super publicly that YouTube CEO says it's easy to make up content and post it from your basement. So we boost This is true. So we boost authoritative sources, defeating the purpose of YouTube.
And all those authoritative sources got us into the Middle East.
Made up news from corporate media is allowed. Russiagate is allowed. Weapons of mass destruction is allowed. Libya has to be overthrown is allowed. Gas attacks that didn't happen are allowed. But it's really. So the whole point of YouTube is that we get to do the news. Now you're like, fuck it. They're like suppressed. So they're just admitting they're. And when I go into my meetings with our liaison from YouTube, they won't admit what she's admitting right now. They go, no, there isn't. There's only one algorithm. They just say it with a straight face.
They're funny.
And I get it. It's funny. And I get that they're afraid they're going to get fired if they admit it. But here's the CEO of YouTube, by the way, who got an award from a bogus human rights organization, the one that kicked me out from Oslo. They just gave the CEO of YouTube a human rights fucking award. All right, I'm getting off track. Let's get back to the story. Not showing dislikes is supposed to make targeted dislikes disappear. Dislikes is one of the best forms of feedback, useful for creators, viewers, and algorithms alike. Not showing a dislike count publicly is, in my eyes, one of the worst decisions possible. And guess what? That has 60,000 likes. Why are they doing this? The inauguration of the 46th president of the United States got 97,000 dislikes. It got 16,000 likes. This is on their own White House YouTube channel. They got 97,000 dislikes. There it is.
That's got to stop.
I'm noticing an unpopular YouTube channel. That's what that is. Maybe the content creator would like to create some better content that people actually like. No, what we'd like to do is do something Orwellian and then paper over it and pretend like it's happening. We'll give you propaganda, pretend like people actually like it. We'll take away the dislikes. This is a White House briefing. There it is, 32,000 dislikes from Jen Psaki, Joe Biden's press secretary. 32,000 dislikes, 8,000 likes. That's from the White House's channel. They have 1.8 million subscribers, 1.89 million. When are they going to start unsubscribing, you think, the people who hate this fucking channel so much? They won't let you unsubscribe. I'm betting. I'm betting you unsubscribe from that channel, they resubscribe you. I'm betting. We should do it. We should do an experiment. I'm willing to do an experiment. 32,000 dislikes. President Biden signs executive orders and other presidential actions. 43,000 dislikes. Biden transition elevator elevates former Facebook exec as ethics arbiter. So do you see what's happening?
Oh my God, do they have ethics?
If that was a video, it would have a bunch of dislikes.
If that was a video, it would have a bunch of dislikes. You are correct.
I dislike it.
Left-wing Democrats blasted the move as frustrations with Facebook mount. So Joe Biden's putting people right from Facebook into his cabinet, putting people from Silicon Valley right into his cabinet. They're running Wall Street, the military-industrial complex, big pharma, health insurance, and Silicon Valley is running the country. It isn't fucking Democrats. Joe Biden hasn't had an idea since he became demented. They're getting the legislation is being written by lobbyists. It's being presented by lobbyists. It's being implemented by tools of lobbyists.
Former, Joe Biden hasn't had an idea. That was all you needed.
Yeah, I could have stopped there. Former Facebook, that wasn't bad. He's had some bad ideas, like locking up people.
That's true. No, that's a good point.
Former Facebook leaders are now transition insiders. The president-elect hired former Facebook executives, even though some of his camp considered the company enemy number one. Wow. I guess they'll all need to update their employment info. It was the first time the White House gave job offers by writing on someone's wall. Big tech alums flow into Biden's administration. Biden's White House ties to big tech are detailed in new disclosures. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan served on an advisory council for Microsoft just last year. That's why they're getting rid of dislikes. That's amazing.
Yeah, but look on the bright side, though. Isn't it going to be fun to see where this eventually ends, though? Because they're like, we've been listening to creator feedback, and we're going to take away the dislike function. And then they're going to do that for, like, the White House YouTube and the cable news networks. And so people are just going to go to the comment section. That's where they're going to go. They're really going to hammer the comment section. And then in a couple months, we're going to see a tweet from Team YouTube. We've been viewing creator feedback, and we've disabled some sections on a few select channels. There's no comments anymore. If you're smart part of this small experiment, look out for it.
If you're part of this small experiment. They're getting rid of YouTube dislikes. How much do you guys need to control the fucking narrative? You can't even let people on YouTube dislike a video. Man,
what? I think at the end of the day, they just want YouTube TV to be what they do. You know what I mean? Like I think they just want to be like a kind of cable alternative type thing. And they don't want to be, you know, a platform for people to publish content, which is what made them what they are.
Yeah, but they don't want you to be. Yeah, so they certainly don't want us to be able to have opinions that stray from the establishment and are unpalatable to advertisers. That's what this is all about. And again, when I saw her get that award from that bullshit human rights organization run by Garry Kasparov and Thor Halvorsen, that's garbage. So the CEO of YouTube is now participating in a pro-war, a front. And they use human rights as the bullshit reason to trick you. They're all pro-war. They're all regime change. And they just gave that CEO of YouTube an award for human rights. They're a phony human rights organization. Go look up Jimmy Dore, Garry Kasparov. Look at that video. That's who gave her the award. They're all imperialist regime change neocons.
Okay. I want to give credit and shout out to two people right now. Thank you, Mike, for censoring. I didn't know there was that. I didn't realize. It just doesn't register. When somebody's just telling the truth, you don't even register the BSs and all that. I thought there's maybe like two or three F words. But thank you, Mike, for censoring the hell out of that for the show. And also, thank you, Will, because you brought that to my attention last week, this whole subject. So I just want to qualify what you were saying in your research.
It's really scary. And then where did it all go? The guy was trying to bring it to a logical conclusion. What's next? The comments are gone. I mean, it's already, we've already noticed a difference, right? I mean, you try to put in anything remotely against the grain. I'm not even talking about a conspiracy here. I mean, even Bill Gates' own videos, when you're talking about certain subjects like COVID-19, Oklahoma City bombing, chemtrails, 9/11, JFK assassination, I mean, even COVID, they put above your title a link to Wikipedia, which, again, was supposed to be the people's encyclopedia, but now it's just been taken over by a bunch of elite leftists. I mean, they're left and right, but they're just acting leftist right now. And even Bill Gates' video on COVID-19 gets hit with that above his title, the official Wikipedia link. And it's funny because Bill Gates has strayed away from some of the information that's in the Wikipedia. So what's going on there? But you can't type anything in. You try to type anything in, you're going to get pages and pages and pages of mainstream stuff. If you try to type in Sandy Hook, if you try to type in Alex Jones, you're just going to get, if you just type in Alex Jones and see what happens. Or even try typing like specific things like 9/11 conspiracy. You're going to get all debunking for pages and pages and pages. So YouTube is still one of the greatest inventions ever in mankind. But it's really tough because a lot of the hardcore information, you got to go to other places. And it's good for the people that are already there and already awake, because you can go and find these content creators like Mouthy Buddha, like, you know, Jason Burmese, like Titus Frost, like Memory Hold on other platforms. But they have to constantly create new YouTube channels to reach new people, because otherwise they're not reaching anybody, because nobody knows what a BitChute is, what a Parler, what a Minds is, so they don't go there. So they'll go from having 25,000, 45,000, quarter million subscribers to nothing, and then they start back up with the channel. I mean, we're talking about, yeah, right, The Matrix. Titus Frost has like 5 channels deleted. You know what I'm saying? That's not 33 or whatever, Illuminati confirmed, but I mean, and they still put the effort in. And so you kind of got to do that, and people are becoming more and more clever on how to play the game, but it's still difficult because if somebody sees something at a protest or hears somebody talking on the bus or talks to a friend and wants to confirm some of the stuff, and you just put into YouTube or Google, and Google's the parent company of YouTube, and geez, we can go on for days about Google, it's not going to tell you what the people Google wants. It's not going to tell you the truth. You know, you put in an alternative remedy for cancer. Oh, it's bunk. It's quackery. So it's a really difficult point right now when YouTube is censoring, Google is censoring so heavily. And you know, I'm a very firm believer in free market and private companies. Mike was talking about, well, their utility. I mean, they may be, and there is that argument to be made there for sure. But I still think they're a private company. Now, the problem is when you have certain laws and codes written in, certain exemptions for these companies, and then when you have Biden, like it's reported right there, getting all these big tech people and then colluding with the big tech, it's been happening in the Bilderberg meetings for years now. That's illegal, right? And then using Facebook to shape policy, just like using Rockefeller to shape policy, it's all illegal. That stuff's illegal. So I have no problem with them acting however they want as a private company, as long as it's not illegally. But as Mike also points out, and is right to point out, once you go against your mission statement, once you go against what you claim, then you open yourself up to lawsuit. So that's my 35 cents on that.
Well, oh boy, I guess I'm going to come back with mine after this commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Yes, yes, yes. We're back. This is Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. So, yes, I really like the Jimmy Dore show. I think it's one of the top 10 shows on YouTube of all time, period. He's a great guy. He strikes on the point. He calls everybody up on their BS, and he has no shame or fear. I'm glad to have come across the guy. But, yeah, so it really is a shame. See, having to control the narrative, yeah, how much of it do you need to control? If you're unpopular, if 16,000 people liked the inauguration and 97,000 people disliked the inauguration, Well, that kind of hints as to how they stole the election. I think that's the main reason why they went to take it down, because nobody went to Joe Biden's rallies. Nobody voted for Joe Biden. In reality, a fraudulent election. That is indicative. That is the biggest clue in the world that they stole the election. I mean, come on. That's about a 90% dislike ratio. Okay? That's pretty bad. Okay, from the nation that you're swearing in to protect that didn't vote for you? I mean, come on. That's why that was a big whoops. We need to get rid of this. This is evidence. This is post-evidence of the crime of the century. And it's disgusting. So, content creators. We're supposed to have content creators, and the content creators are supposed to remain as king. Okay? If I want to watch CNN, if I want to watch Fox News, if I want to watch mainstream narrative propaganda garbage, I'll buy cable TV. I'll slap that dumb cable box on top of my TV, and I'll sit on the couch and drool for hours at a time. If that's what I wanted. What the hell are they doing on YouTube to begin with? Supposed to be independent content creators. And yes, YouTube has sold its soul. Sold us out. And who are those people who are going to be select for the little experiment? I can guarantee you there's not going to be conservatives. People with conservative channels, you're going to be able to be a part of the experiment. They're going to pick people with far lefty libertards and all sorts of manner of bootlickers, as Will likes to say. These people are only going to be the ones let into the experiment. Okay? They have tabs on you, people. They know who is going to say what. They know who is discontent with the government. They keep tabs on you. What do you think this whole thing is about? Social networking, this NSA listening to all your calls and reading your texts and emails. While your devices are on, the mics on all of your wireless devices are on. You're being categorized by the day as you interact with this technology. You don't think that this is the equivalent to a prosecutor trying to pick a jury. Who's going to be selected to be a part of this experiment? Select few. Come on. Give me a break. You got a lot on my face. I mean, come on. Can you you got to bend us over and screw us. At least, put the lubrication on. Okay? Quit trying to, and it sounds, there's no way you can make it sound good. There's no way you can propose this as a good idea to anybody, except for those who stand to stay in power or make money. For those of us who have a brain, have a frame of thought still, this is garbage. And it should not be supported. As much as conspiracy conspiracy might as well just be interchangeable with free speech. Anywhere you see a conspiracy, that's where you place your bets. Okay? Because if the narrative, mainstream narrative, is the only one to be supported, I mean,
it just means you're a critical thinker, man, and that's the saddest thing is, like, if you deviate anything from the norm, you're automatically a conspiracy theorist, and that just means you're a critical thinker. It's funny because Hillary Clinton, it was a vast right-wing conspiracy. Gerald Ford, there was a conspiracy. Ronald Reagan, there's a conspiracy. And then they tell us there's no such thing as conspiracy. If there's a conspiracy, it's just free thought. And we're actually getting to the point where, you know, you illustrated with the clip. I mean, it's a fact. They're going after that free thought. It's already been brainwashed into us how to think in school and societally. And now it's just, if you deviate anything from the norm, well, we're going to have to erase you, and you're a conspiracy theorist, and you're crazy. And, you know, the free speech aspect is really, really messed up, because I went to the Woonsocket Police Department, and that's the place I first got arrested when I first audited with Auditing America. And so I went back, I did a checkup. One time I caught a guy who, you know, I was hunting, caught some dude. He sent me pictures thinking I was a 13-year-old boy, said he wanted to do crazy things, met up with me, got his license plate, got him on video, got all the information, the pictures, the information where he worked, put it down there to Woonsocket Police, followed up. They did nothing. Also, Woonsocket Police are not releasing the name, and this is over maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years now. Woonsocket PD, this dude allegedly raped somebody at a nightclub, or her. We don't know who it is, this person. So they're actively covering up for pedos and rapists. And then when I go in there, because they know me, every one of them knows me. I told you I did a recent video in Woonsocket where I was filming outside, and I was watching these people threaten to murder me right there. I was like, oh, you guys hear that? And they were like, yeah, isn't that free speech like you always say? And I said, obviously it's not when you're threatening for violence. And then you have these same Woonsocket police officers. I come into the lobby, right? And I walk in without even acknowledging or saying anything to me. The lady behind there shuts the curtain in my face. And so I pick up the phone for contact that wasn't there. Hello? Yeah, I'm here to public records request. Oh, well, you'll have to schedule an appointment for that. And this is well past COVID already. I mean, it's just a piece of paper. It's the law. They have to give me that. They refuse service. They know my name. And I got pissed. I called her. I don't know if we can actually say this one on air, but it's the C word, which is whatever. And I heard the cops whispering in the back, oh, can we throw him out of there? He said the C word. And then that. And it's funny because these police officers, these people like Susan Wojcicki, who loves the United States, and Bill, and all these people who love America and freedom, they forget that the First Amendment is, in essence, about the right to offend. It was pretty offensive when we told King George, hey, go suck a tea bag, right? It was pretty offensive when we said, hey, we're going to murder the redcoat. That's as offensive as it gets. So everybody's forgetting that free speech protects the most offensive speech. First Amendment is not about the weather. People are forgetting that. We're losing freedom of speech. It's even more dangerous when we lose that in combination with our Second Amendment at the same time. There's a lot of places that don't even have it. Now people are getting murdered for red flag laws. But this is the state of the world that we're in right now. The First Amendment is under attack. People like police officers that are sworn to uphold our First Amendment are trying to use the First Amendment to get peaceful activists arrested and have and routinely do so every day.
Well, okay, so you can be threatened to be killed, but as soon as you say the C word, oh, can we do something about that?
It's so funny. You're so butthurt over a word. And the thing is, I you know, in my videos, I get some guff from the bootlickers. right? Because they say, oh, you're bothering people. Oh, you're doing this. You're this and that. Whatever. You get a job. You took your job. All this other stuff. They say all this stuff. You know, 90% of it's not true. Some of it is. You know, I'm not the world's most awesome guy. And I'm not too smart. Whatever. But the thing is, I never go into a situation with the even in my Kamala Harris confrontation. There's a few people. Even Hillary, when I first saw her, I was nice. There's some people, though, that I'm not nice to. But that's just because they're either war criminals or the pedophile. But everybody else... Camel Ho Terrace. She, you know, I was even polite to try to get her to talk to me. That's the only reason why I was polite. At first, I could have just protested her. But I figured it'd be better to get a photo op and maybe more advantageous for a question. But unless you're a war criminal or a member of the elite, I'm going to approach you in a nice manner. And the only reason I called her the C word is because there's nothing more disrespectful than people who have already trampled on my First Amendment rights. People who are already covering up for a rapist. People who are already covering up for pedos. People who've already abused a homeless deaf man. And I walk into the thing just because I am who I am. Just because they don't like me. Just because their feelings don't like me. I don't have a criminal record. I always go out of my way, as V unfortunately knows because he hates it. I say it so much. I'm nonviolent. And so they hate me so much that they're going to shut the thing on me. And then they're gonna answer the phone and laugh and just hang up. You're a C-word. That's the definition. And the thing is, if we didn't have to rely, if we had private security, a.k.a. the Second Amendment, I wouldn't have to worry about some stupid bitch. Because it wouldn't be my only option. That's why the free market is great. Because if you go to Wendy's and you don't like the way they cook your hamburgers, or you don't like Wendy's fries, you can go to McDonald's, you can go to Burger King, you can go to Taco Bell. But no, with the government, you only go in the DMV, and you're going to pay whatever the government wants. You're going to wait as long as the government wants you to wait, and you're going to jump through any and all hoops that the government wants you to do. I mean, they've even got the damn things with the drunk drivers, they got to freaking blow into their own car. I mean, there's some states that I've been to where you go into the city hall where one of the forms there is applying to have a yard sale on your own property. You're applying to get a license from the government to sell your property on your property.
Lasciviousness is a sin, I'll tell you that. But that's actually one of my favorite words.
Hey, V. Is it just me? Couldn't I not hear V? Is V there?
No, I think we lost V.
All right. So V was about to tell us about why that was his favorite word. So we're going to leave that in mystery. And I do believe we have a caller. Let's go to the caller now while we talk to V. Caller, who are you? Where are you calling from? And what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, hey, I'm sorry we lost V. It's always nice to talk to V.
Hopefully he'll jump right back on. This happens all the time. But yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. My thoughts are that the American people are stupid. That the government has made sure that they're stupid. And I'm just as stupid as they are, but I was able to fight through it. And I think you're just as stupid as any other American, but we fought through it. The thing is that most people ain't fighting through it. They're just biting into all this BS that's being said on TV. Okay, we'll say this. This is the dumbest statement I've ever had to say, but turn your TV off and COVID-19 goes away. Turn it on, everybody's dying. So why are we playing this? We've been doing this for years, or at least a year.
Well, it seems like years, and it was only supposed to be 14, 15 days, and now we're well over a year, and things aren't still opening. It looks like we're getting signs of opening, but I was wondering, you know, what made you more aware? Because you're right, we're all just people. You know, some people are more aware than others. Some people find out on their own. Some people, a friend or family member or a situation might wake them up. What happened, or did you already have, like, really awake parents that were able to?
No. My parents were retards, just like the rest of the world. What woke me up was the simple fact that, I mean, when the housing market popped and I lost my fence and deck company, I was building fences and decks for D.R. Horton, biggest home builder in the nation, 10th largest in my state. I was building these houses. I had a nice contract and stuff, and then they popped the housing bubble. And so that made me decide, let me figure out what the hell is going on. How did this happen? Because it didn't seem like it was logical. But they did it, and they did it. They did it. 2011 got me curious. Or 2001 got me curious.
Hey, 2008, how you doing?
Got me curious. Hey, he's back.
When did I cut out?
I don't know. You didn't lose much.
People you about to say why fast. Was your favorite word, I believe.
There you go.
Oh, okay, yeah. It was like my favorite word. They stopped using that word. Used to be a medical word. Okay, doctors referred to the vagina as the C word. It was a word commonly used. Everybody used it, down to the children. That was just the word. But during the Victorian times, basically monosyllabic words became like not used because it was sophisticated. So monosyllabic words were used by commoners and degenerates. So that's how that came about, as that being a curse word.
See, so, you never cease to astound me. I always tell people how incredibly smart you are, and you always are pulling out a new field of thing. Like, I didn't think you would know. You know, just you're super smart, dude, man. It's an honor doing the show with you. You pull all this random stuff out of nowhere. I'm like reading all this stuff off of my laptop. I've got 1,000 tabs open, and you're just like, actually, yes, back in the Victorian era, snatch wasn't appropriate. And it's like, oh man, this is awesome.
I spent a lot of time grounded as a child. I read my encyclopedia of books from A to Z. I'm an entire encyclopedia.
You and my godfather are the only two people that I know have ever been even said to do that, and are among the smartest people I've ever met. So that definitely says something. And I would love to sit down. You know, we don't have encyclopedias anymore. I mean, you have them online. I would love to get a big set of encyclopedias and read them. Just have a cozy atmosphere and do that, man. There's not enough time, because that's the way I am, man. I'm very linear and list oriented. So when I get on something, I got to watch everything. I want to learn everything about that situation, you know. And, oh, man, that must have been epic, dude. That's why you're so smart.
You should do that. At least if you have a hard copy, you know, the government or the establishment isn't changing definitions of words just to suit their political ends. You know, online.
Hey, a question for both of y'all. Okay, so what do you see coming up in the near future here? I mean, you see something drastic, or you think we're just going to be sitting here chilling for a little while longer? Or do you see something big coming up?
You're going to see a lot of deaths from COVID-19.
The vaccine?
The vaccine, correct. Yes, thank you. From the vaccine, you're going to see a lot of the generations. People coming up with different genetic illnesses that weren't expressed before that are going to be expressed now. You're going to see a lot more false flag shootings. I got my work cut out for me because I have to go back into my archive and find the episode where I made that prediction before Biden ever got into office. I've got gun rights organizations, groups to contact. Yeah, yeah. Ben, you can tell me what day that was. I mean, I didn't even really think about it when I asked Mike to look for it.
I'm thinking it's like the 23rd of March.
I was waiting for it then because Joe Biden wasn't in office yet.
You wasn't on his bandwagon then. Nobody's on his bandwagon.
Well, before he ever got into office, before he was even elected, I made that prediction. But, yeah, I didn't really think about it. I've got hundreds of episodes in the pot there, don't I, Mike?
I'm sure. And yeah, you mentioned
with RBN.
I'm sure. I mean, I could do a quick count, but you mentioned that on the. I sent you the episode from the January 12th or something where you'd already mentioned that you were looking for when you had mentioned the false flag shootings originally. Yeah, I sent you that in the chat. It's
if anybody has any
ideas, it was January 25th. You mentioned that 2 to 5 weeks before that, you predicted, and I remember when you predicted it. I think I jumped in, so it must be one that I'm on with you guys. I don't know. It's kind of I didn't mark it as a mass shooting or gun control episode, so I think it was just an offhand comment about Biden, but there's a few Biden episodes we can dig out of the archives. And I'm sure it's in one of those.
The false flag shooter episode that we did quite recently, I got to find that one as well. And I'm going to show these gun rights groups, and they're going to ask me, how do I know this stuff? And, that's going to be the most wonderful conversations I'm going to have pretty much all year long, I think. So I'm going to have to combat this false flag shooter narrative for them trying to take away our guns. That's going to be the two biggest things for the next 4 years, is keeping the right to our health choices and keep the rights for our guns.
Well, hey, B, guess what? America's not giving up their guns. They're not going to do it. I mean,
there are groups of people who are already talking about filing lawsuits against Biden for even trying.
Well, you know what? Lawsuits don't mean anything in this country anymore because the entire law process has been blown up. We can't get anywhere with laws. George Soros has spent so much money putting people in position to do what he wants them to do, which is the Rothschilds. Look at this. Okay, so the Rothschilds, look at this. Okay, if Bezos is... his store was called Rothschild's, and Microsoft was Rothschild's,
Andy, hold that thought. We're going to come back around the break, and we'll talk about that. Stay tuned.
Punch me. Tomorrow is Father Guido Sarducci, Father MC, and Charo Coochie Coochie with her new bestseller, Who You Call a Hoochie, a proud sponsor of the Smoochie Boochie Noochies. Look Leela eyeball to eyeballs and find out how they get inside them sugar pie walls. Our next guest, a real cutie specimen, and she's starting to get a little booty, Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf. As you know, I wear my boxes so my big... cue the rapper, tell him bring what little he got. Up against the Billy, it's really not diddly squat. Until their head hurts when it come to wreck. Cruises like them dudes in red shirts off Star Trek. Key Kirk, Key Spock, Key McCoy. Been B-boy since your judge first squeeze toys. Born to be the host with the most. When it's on, space holes coast to coast.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.